Becky for that wonderful visual representation of what Christ has done for us. And at this time, we come to the point in our service where we lift of our joys and concerns unto God. And a few that we have this morning as we begin with the joy of the ministry of our church. And our flowers this morning are from Jane Doy in celebration of her granddaughter Kelsey's graduation from nursing school. And so congratulations, Kelsey, and may God pour out God's blessing upon the nursing career before you, and thank you for your call to serve people. And our food basket this morning for the Stillman Sawyer Service Center, Family Service Center, is from Zachy Elijah and Juby Garcia in honor of Daddy Jesse's birthday that is on December 9th. And so happy birthday, Jesse, and may God bless you with this upcoming year of life. And so for Kelsey's graduation and Jesse's birthday, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A couple announcements of things coming up. One, today is a mega drive-through communion. I call it mega because there is much going on this morning. Not only are you able to receive your communion kits and pick up any upper rooms that you are needing if you didn't get your November-December issue, also able to pick up care cards for our shut-ins to be able to bring them some Christmas joy through cards. Also, our offering envelopes for 2021 are available. We have coin banks this morning from Filipino Fellowship to be able to help us in 2021 with our sanctuary loan payments. And finally, and last but not least, it is our annual alternative Christmas this morning. All the tables with the booths are set up right out in front of the church. The ladies are already there, eager to see you all and to help you get Christmas presents that have a deep meaning in how they help people. And so all of that is going on this morning from 10:30 to 11:30 right in front of the church. And so that is happening today. Don't miss it. Our Advent study has week number 2 on Zoom this Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you missed the first week, it's okay. You can still jump in. 6 p.m., my Zoom login ID, which is on your Advent kit if you picked one up. If you have not picked up a kit, they are still available in the church hallway, and the box has been sitting on my porch for a week waiting for people to pick up Advent kits. And so you can get them from either of those places. And last but not least, I wanted to make sure to mention that next week is a special Advent Sunday. At 9:30, we will be going live with a baptism of Nyjah Ratcliffe. And then at 9:40, we will switch over from live into a pre-recorded service of our annual children's Christmas pageant musical. They've been working so hard to give you a full production again this year. And so we invite you to make sure that you are on live at 9:30 and then on to the 9:40 pre-recorded service of celebration and music with our kids. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And our one prayer request that came in this morning to me was from Wednesday Sinus, who asked for prayers for Willow and her team as they are in a volleyball tournament today. They had their first game at 8 o'clock and another one at 8:30. And so may God be with Willow and her team, especially keeping them all safe as they play today. And so for Willow Sinus and her team, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God with our prayer this morning. Your season comes, Lord. Come once again and feed your flock like a shepherd. Come once again and gather up the children, the oppressed, the sick, the lonely, the humble, and the rejected of the earth. Turn our hearts to the least of your children, for if we lose them, we become lost. Reconcile us to you and to those we have hurt. At this Advent, Join us together with neighbors, with strangers, and especially with our own household. Bring us to your light in our time of darkness, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.